T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Greg Bedard is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from the Boston Sports Journal. Greg, you heard the comments from Willie, who was on with us yesterday. I know that's, you know, it's getting talked about a lot, about Tom Brady selling his house. Is this a story? Is it a non-story? Is there a chance Tom Brady at some point will play for another team?
I mean, sure there is. I mean, I just think that, you know, look, the situation is what it is. I think for the first time ever, Tom sort of, you know, he's decided that he's going to be the one calling the shots now. That, you know, a few years ago they were at the Super Bowl, and I remember Jonathan Kraft talked about it, and he said, I think Tom has deserved the right to decide the end of his days with the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know, because of certain reasons, mostly because Belichick has refused to give him the contract extension and the security that he has been seeking for a long time. This goes back to even when Jimmy Garoppolo was there. They would not give him the contract extension. He's been saying, I'm going to play till 45, I'm going to play till 45. And the Patriots just have not given him that contract that says, okay, you're going to be our quarterback till 45. And so this last time around, it did not go well. And
right.
There weren't any real deals tacked on. And Tom finally said, you know what? Forget it. Let's just do this year. You can't franchise me. You got to put that in that contract. And then I'm going to be in control after this season. It's no longer under your control. It's my control. I'm calling the shots. And so now we just wait and see. And I really don't. I mean, yes, he's put his house on the market. Alex Guerrero house is under contract to be sold. There are rumors that he has bought a place in Southern Connecticut, closer to New York. And now we just wait and see. I think really what Tom said this week was he's playing this year and then they'll see. He just doesn't know. And I think this is going to be the first offseason where it's sort of on pins and needles, because he will be a free agent when the new league year starts. That's a fact.
What's that relationship like between Belichick and Brady? Because a lot of people have made it seem like they don't like each other. Maybe they don't love each other, but there certainly has to be a certain level of respect when you have that much success, right?
Yeah, I don't think they love each other, but there is certainly respect. I mean, you're talking about two of the best at their positions ever. And, you know, look, we've been through this before, you know, with different situations with this team. I mean, look, they all have egos, you know, whether that's Brady, whether that's Belichick, whether that's Kraft. You know, I think sometimes, you know, they get in each other's way. But, you know, at the end of the day, always with this team, they always find a way to make it work. Because at the end of the day, they are the ultimate competitors in the NFL. And the only thing that really matters to them when push comes to shove is, you know, winning the next championship. And if they can get their seventh together, that would be unprecedented. And, you know, and with 16-0, 19-0, I think is there on the table, which is what I wrote about today for the Las Vegas Review Journal. You know, I think all that other stuff gets cast aside, and then, you know, they go through it again in the offseason.
So from the team's perspective, why not give him what he wants?
Well, because they just don't want to be pigeonholed into, you know, what happens. I mean, I think they have some belief. And obviously Tom is close to the craft, so he's at least conversing with them about this, that I do think he's year to year at this point. I think he does want to play until he's 45, but right now he could pull the plug. I mean, you know, he's given interviews in the past where he's negotiated with his wife basically through this season. And then after the season, he needs to renegotiate with his wife. And I think that they don't want Tom to all of a sudden walk away and they're left holding the bag on $50 million dead money or something like that. And, I mean, you know, look at Bill Belichick's history. When have they ever put money into a player over 30, let alone one over 40? So they're just – Belichick does not want to go very far with Brady as far as his contract. And that's really it at the end of the day.
We're talking with Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal and the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Greg, another story that popped up yesterday. Jarvis Landry was talking to the media here, and he said, we're going to New England to win. He wasn't guaranteeing a victory, but he's saying, hey, we're going to win. Just like any player, you go to a game, you're going to win. Obviously, that's been kind of, I don't know if it's purposely been spun or whatever. Certainly, it's been presented, at, or it got presented, certainly on Twitter, which does this to everything, as he's guaranteeing a victory. I don't know. How's it playing in New England right now?
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter what his exact words.
That's right.
Word, they're going to be taken out of context, especially inside the Patriots locker room and by Bill Belichick,
smart,
by those players. I mean, I've never seen a group. I mean, I thought the 03, 04 Patriots, maybe 07 guys were the king of making up things to as far as disrespect. I mean, those guys, Rodney Harrison and Teddy Bruschi, would just make it out of thin air that people, how much people hated them just to motivate themselves. This group might, this especially the defense, they might be even better at it. And, you know, my advice to Baker Mayfield and Jarvis Landry and OBJ is you just want to say the nicest things possible about the Patriots. Talk about how they're the greatest defense ever. They could go 19-0. We're lucky to be even on the same,
absolutely,
field as them. Do all that stuff, because mm-hmm, the slight, if they can invent a slight, they're going to use it, and you're going to hear about it during the game.
I totally agree with you. And I think that,
well, too late now.
No, it's over. It's over now. I mean, and they've already turned it and twisted it every which way. And Bill will use that as motivation. So, but I'm with you. I would be like praising them and saying they're the greatest team since forever. But that didn't happen. Hey, let me ask you this, Greg.
I would totally go over the top.
Yeah.
Like, I think they invented the game of football. Like, they don't even play the same game as us.
Yeah.
Like, I would just go the extreme other direction.
I'm with you on that. You know, listen, for the Browns to win this game, I've been saying I feel like they have to play like a perfect game. You know, Baker's been so turnover prone, especially in the red zone. Obviously it's possible it's the NFL, the Browns could win this game, but like the Patriots just don't beat themselves, and the Browns have done that. You agree with that? I mean, the Browns kind of have to play a perfect game?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this defense, you know, I thought they played well at the end of last year. They've taken it to another level. I mean, they just, all these guys have been in the system for multiple years. They all know what each other's going to do. I would say the most impressive aspect of this group is the coverage in the secondary. I mean, there are times when I watch coaches film, I'm like, these quarterbacks don't have a chance. Nobody is open. And they have to hold the ball a little bit longer, and then he's going to get hit. And, of course, the Browns have had trouble on the offensive line all year. It's bad news for them. But the way to do it, the Patriots showed some cracks last week. I'm sure Belichick harped on it big time this week, you know, in film review. So it'll be better this week, but they showed some cracks in the running game last week for the first time this year. And, you know, if the Browns can find a way to mix in a short, quick passing game that gets the ball out of Baker's hands, mix in the run effectively, stay dedicated to the run, don't get too pass happy, and don't give up big plays. I mean, because really their offense is not that threatening. They can't run the ball up the middle. They really have no weapons to speak of. No one's going to threaten you in the deep part of the field. If you can eliminate coverage busts and play well and take care of the ball offensively, you can hang around with this team. Look at the Bills. I mean, Josh Allen is just terrible, yet the Bills were one play away from winning that game in the second half if they could have found one.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to ask you. They had, record-wise by their opponents, obviously, is not great. Can this team go 16-0?
I think they can. I mean, you know, they played by far the easiest schedule so
yeah.
far. I mean, it's been a joke, the quarterbacks that they go against. But, you know, I think the Browns present some sort of a challenge this week. I don't have a whole lot of, you know, if it was maybe anybody other than Freddie Kitchens designing this sort of upset, then I might, you know, have a little bit more faith. But after the Browns, you know, I think the Ravens game next week is a big one, because the Ravens are off this week. And Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator for the Ravens, has a pretty good track record against the Patriots from his time with the Niners and the Bills. He beat them twice, once with each team. He's lost three times, but two of those losses have been by one score or less. So Greg Roman, with a week of extra preparation, with Lamar Jackson and the different things that he can do, if there's anybody that can sort of mitigate this Patriots defense, which is just, you know, it's on a ridiculous record pace. It would be Greg Roman and the Ravens that can do it. But they have a tough stretch. They have to play, you know, at Houston. They have at Philly. They have the Chiefs and the Cowboys at home in this 5-game stretch coming up after the Browns game. So that's really do or die for their season.
We're talking with Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal and the Las Vegas Review Journal. Greg, you know, you referenced Freddie. We're obviously down on him right now. I want to give up on a guy after 6 games, but you certainly don't have a lot of faith at the moment. You give him a grade of an F at this point through 6 games. You know, when you hear from, and I don't know if you've heard all this stuff, but I'll give you a quick recap. As someone who's not covering the Browns, you know, when you hear Freddie Kitchens a week after the Seattle game try to defend him, a terrible decision he made against Seattle, and try to stick it to a reporter by using the Cowboys 64-yard field goal as an example. When you hear Baker Mayfield 10 days after it happened say that the refs are out to get us, we're not going to get any calls, especially this week, or it's Odell complaining about his fines and the league's out to get him, and just all this kind of ancillary stuff that shouldn't seem important. What do you make of that as someone who's not covering this team?
You know, I mean, it's just, you know, and look, you guys know I've been around. I mean, I've covered some bad Dolphins teams. I've covered some good and bad Packers teams. I've covered the Patriots. You know, the thing that I've learned from covering this league for, you know, almost 20 years is, like, you can't get wrapped up in that stuff and the excuse making. You know, what you put out there on Sunday is who you are. And, you know, you can't blame it on the refs and you can't, you know, take it out on anybody or any of that stuff. Like, you know, you have to focus on what you can do and how best you can execute the game plan every week. And, you know, and at the end of the day, the scoreboard shows who wins and loses. Then you move on to the next week, and that last week is over. You know, so it's, you know, I know there's a lot of talent there in Cleveland. I like what they've done, you know, a few different times with a few different regimes up there. They just never see it through. And I think this team has a chance. I mean, I just think that, you know, Freddie was just too green for this group. You know, they need a stronger, more mature coach, somebody who's been through it. Because all these guys are new to this. And if you don't have a leader out there who's been through it and you have confidence in, it's going to permeate through the rest of the ball club.
Who do you think retires first, Brady or Belichick?
Brady, without question. I think Brady could happen this offseason. Wow. I think he'll be back next year. I think he'll be back for a couple more years. But I think, you know, I think Belichick, you know, is growing strong. I think he really likes what he's doing. I think he likes working with his sons. And I think he has Shula's records in his sights that, I think he wants to leave with all of them. And he kind of – there's no love lost between Shula and Belichick. And so I think Belichick would love nothing more than to wipe him from the record books in terms of the perfect season, regular season wins, total wins, all that stuff before he's all said and done.
I know you mentioned Brady's trainer was looking at a house near New York, but I was talking to Paul Kaharsky a few weeks ago who said Tom's relationship with Mike Vrabel is fantastic and thought if Tom left, he would go to Tennessee. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's always been one of my places that, you know, and I think they're not too far away. And I think a guy like, you know, Brady obviously could put them over the top. I would want to know more about what they're going to do with offensive coordinator. And, I mean, you know, ideally, you know, maybe Brady and McDaniels leave as sort of a package. Maybe Casario is part of that. Or maybe Gronkowski comes back. And maybe Edelman wants out. Maybe they go and set up someplace else.
Wow.
Tom Brady is not going to go and be the quarterback for Arthur Smith in Tennessee. I can tell you that much.
But wait a second, Greg. You just mentioned Gronk. You mentioned Gronk coming back. Do you think there's a chance he'd come back this year?
No.
But maybe next year.
For this year, I think it's possible. I do think he's done for Rob's health and his happiness. I want him to be done.
Yeah.
But I could see him feeling good and giving it one more chance and a chance for, you know, I know I do not think he would ever come back and play for the Patriots again and play for Belichick. There wouldn't be enough money, and he doesn't want to go through that again. But if Belichick, if Brady finds a way to set up a little bit of a Patriots shop someplace where it's happier and a little bit more free, and maybe they pay people a little bit, then I think he could be interested in something like that.
Wow. You think Andrew Luck's going to come back?
That's a good question. I do not know. I hope so. I mean, I think he's good for the game, and it's disappointing what he happened there. That's why Cleveland, go out and get an offensive line. Don't get your quarterback killed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, we'll see what happens. Greg, we appreciate
your
time.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for joining us.
Anytime. See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.